Okay, dude, pause it. Dude, this guy has to know that this guy is filming him right next to him. He's so close. Wait, dude. Back it up to the beginning.
Can you imagine just this?
Crawling through, and then he felt something heavy and sharp on his ankle. Apparently, while he was pushing through, a giant boulder had come loose and crushed his ankle. How the fuck was a cave even made? Like, how did it get that big?
I guess constant erosion by something. Yeah, by like a fucking river or running water.
How?
A long ass time.
How?
The earth has been here for a long ass time.
How? Sometimes I beat up. Some that's such a feat. Yeah. Some do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. Yeah. No shake my hand or reach. I flow the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Fuck a Fred. Leave it red. Made it red. All the blood I bled. All the butt I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud. It's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells. All that you can spell. Made of a depressing cell. Having re-
All right. Happy Earth Day, and welcome to Broke Knock Life, episode 46, where we beat our meat
and we go to sleep.
Oh, I'm trying to sing until I hit the intro. We're gonna listen to the full track.
Go for it.
The deck. The deck track.
Be colder.
That fucking cut off. Actually, I'm working on the intro. I'm working on a new little intro. Kind of like the same layout, but just like newer clips and like the little, you know, that little film thing that I have. Did you understand what I was saying whenever I did this, though?
The transition, the thing that it does?
Yeah, like the clips of me like...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma. All right, so episode 46, we got another DAC attack in the back of the sack for you with another track from SoundCloud. It's his track Vaporwave from his illustrious, promiscuous, phenomenal EP, Collective Thoughts.
A Wave of Vapor.
A Wave of Vapor. Already like it. This will give me a perfect time. We forgot to get our leg. Yeah. We gotta turn the cameras off right now. Patreon exclusive. $50 a month. $50 a month to see us fuck. That's the price. That's the price people have to pay.
$60 if you want to see my feet.
I'll throw them in for $5.95.
We need to start showing our feet more so we can get a wiki feet.
Wiki feet. It's going to come.
Not if we don't show our feet.
People are going to come.
Like?
Come. Yeah. Beat your beat. Go to sleep. Dude, we can get a whole thing going on here. We need to do something live. Let's see. All right, so let me go through the show while this is playing. All right, so we got Gramps' basement, you know.
Gamps.
We got Gamp Basement. We got Broke Talk. We got a new segment brought to you by Cap'n. It's called Cap'n's Fascinations. Cap'n's Weekly Fascination. Cap'n's Fascination. Something like that.
Captivations.
See, there you go. There's another one. Change that right now. Cap'n's Captivations. You help me with the Patty's...
Patty's Pub.
Yeah, Patty's Pub.
And then Captain's Captivation. Nice. Dope.
I was unsure if that's how you spelled that.
Looks good to me. I can't spell things. I have to like write it. If something's like really troubling me, I have to write it out. And then I'll get it. I can't do it from my... Like if I'm trying to do it like offhand.
That's one thing that I like to do. I like to actually spell words. It's a weird fucking... It's a weird habit.
What do you mean?
Like... Whenever I heard the word, whenever I heard machinations for the first time in forever, whenever we watched that clip a few weeks ago, I tried to like spell machinations in my head. Like, how do you, like, I was curious how you spell it.
Before you knew what it...
Before I knew what it was and like how to spell it, I tried to like spell it in my head. I tried to like sound it out and spell it in my head.
Dude, I somewhat do the same thing, but it's with like, me and Wes talk about it all the time. Like, I'll say a word that I think it's what I'm meaning to say. Like, it's some random vocabulary word that I haven't said in, like, fucking forever. And then, like, I'll say it, and I'm like, wait, that sounds right, right? And then every time I ask Wes that, he's like, yeah, that's right. And I'm like, it's, like, some fucking crazy word that I haven't said in, like, a long time. And then I'll have to go look it up, and then...
Right.
Yeah.
I had to do that the other day.
New word that I haven't seen before, I have to look it up.
Yeah, I had to do that while reading Art of War.
Yeah, I think I did that a lot because I read the probably like the first 10-15 pages while me, my mom, my brother, we were on like a family trip to like the beach in Mississippi. I think we went to was it Margaritaville? Is it? I think
Margaritaville.
That was weird. That like hit right here and then it like echoed right here.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, so that was Vaporwave off of Dak Attack at the Mac at the Back of the Sack. His name is Tides on SoundCloud, Collective Thoughts. So let's get right into the Gramps Basement.
Wait, what the fuck were we just talking about?
I don't know.
Jesus, I had something to say.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I completely forgot what we were talking about.
Me too. Fuck.
The inner machinations, we were talking about words.
Oh, so I have a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
He's Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't know how to spell some words while he's texting, and so he'll ask me how to spell words, and I love it because I get to sound it out and spell words to him.
Dude, me and you share that same same like word love.
It's weird.
Dude, did you like vocabulary as a subject?
No.
I loved it, man.
I hated it.
I loved the books.
I
hated doing the actual work, but I liked seeing new words. Like, if I could just read the words and not like fucking write it out a million goddamn times and fill out stupid multiple choice things in a vocabulary book, that'd be fine.
Yeah, same. Like, if I wasn't tested on it.
Yeah. But I mean, back then, I didn't want to learn.
I didn't want to fucking learn.
Yeah, I want to learn now.
Yeah, like,
I didn't back then. So, I mean, there was no, if you did it either way, I wouldn't have fucking.
Yeah, like earlier, I told you about I'm getting into World War II now.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Fucking utterly fascinating.
See,
but I'm getting into, like, the really dark side of it, and that's the part that they don't teach in school, and if they did, I think I would have been really into it.
Yeah, they never, the stuff that, just like the Nazi squad, like the death squads and stuff, I mean, I don't think, like, high schools can show that, huh?
Show me the shit.
They
if I can see,
they can definitely, like.
If I can see birth during high school.
Oh, wait, they show you the driver's ed. They show you that. What is that?
Yeah, that
video called Asphalt, Black Asphalt, or some shit.
I don't remember what it's called, but yeah, you see dead people.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Okay. I agree with you.
Sixth Sense.
We should see. I mean, if we were already seeing shit. I was already looking shit up on Live Week.
Yeah, we need to see Muck-Nuck.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds familiar.
Yeah, it should because it's from The Office.
Muck-Nuck. That's
ours are menacing. That's why they call it murder and not Muck-Nuck.
At least. Dude, I remember my stepdad laughed really hard at that. He loves Dwight.
I think Dwight's my favorite character.
Dwight's fantastic, man. It's like he has such a logical viewpoint on things that it's like he just there's no other. It's black and white, you know. Oh man,
the R sound is menacing. That's why it's called murder and not Muck-Nuck.
Yeah. And remember whenever one of Jim's pranks, they were trying to find the person that was flashing people. And then they described to Dwight a person to like draw out, and it looked so similar to Dwight that he started printing out posters of himself everywhere. And it was just Dwight with a mustache, like right here. And then how Jim made him realize it, he put it up in the bathroom mirror, and he's like, Dwight, go look in the mirror real quick. And then Dwight went in there, and then he like raised up, and then it was a Sharpie mark in the middle of the mirror. He raised his head up, and then the Sharpie mark got to where the mustache is, and then he realized he was plastering himself everywhere. I told that horribly. Go watch the episode.
Just go watch The Office. If you've seen it 5 times, go watch it for another 5 times.
Yeah, I've seen it 8 times. Not 8 or 9.
I've seen it like 2 or 3. I think I've watched.
I stop whenever Michael leaves.
Show like 4 or 5 times.
I like That 70s Show. I hate Friends. I don't think Friends is like. I really don't find it funny.
Yeah, I didn't get into Friends. I got into
like the humor is just like too. It's too like drama. You know, like there's like,
I don't know. I don't even know what it's about.
Like my mom used to watch it all the time. There's like relationship quarrels and shit. And I'm not into.
I like How I Met Your Mother. I was good.
I like that. I like How I Met Your Mother. That type was
funny.
Yeah.
That was good.
I guess if it's done right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's kind of like relationship humor. Because there's
unless if you can't get over the laugh track.
My friend
Abby
Seinfeld,
can't get past it.
Seinfeld has a laugh track and it's just so good that you don't even. Because I'm pretty against laugh tracks. Because Big Bang Theory ruined it for me.
I don't like sound tracks to begin with.
My mom loves Big Bang Theory.
If it's supposed to be funny, it's gonna be funny.
Right, dude. And I remember somebody edited Friends without the laugh track, and I actually laughed at it because there was like awkward silences where there would be laughs, and that itself made me laugh.
Because they'll like pause for a certain. For certain things,
yeah,
while
and then they're just like,
going on.
It's like a live audience feel type thing, and then without it, it's like, without it, it's just
awkward stares. There's,
yeah, it's usually like, and then without it, it's like, and then you're just standing, and then you go on to the next line.
Standing with your dick in your hand, looking like an idiot.
Literally with your dick in your hand, with your cock in your hand.
Big old cock.
But speaking of big old fucking cocks, we're going to get right into Gramps Basement, episode 46. That's 46, right? Yeah, whatever.
It's a 64-bit.
Red.
Spell red.
L-S-T-E-R.
There we go. Thank you for the introduction, Pete. Let's get right into...
Red?
It's a gaming video, but... I remember watching a few seconds into it, and I'm like, okay, this is good enough to be in here.
Who's this madman?
I think... Okay, it's not... let me make sure this isn't turned all the way up. Make sure... OBS is good. Let's get right into it with a Call of Duty Warzone something.
I armored him.
I'm going.
Oh, they downed me.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
I still haven't played Warzone.
They're at D's.
These where?
Okay, dude. Edits like these are fucking great.
I armored him.
I'm going.
Oh, they downed me.
Oh my gosh, from where?
They're at D's.
These where?
I love the eyebrows too.
He looks. That's great.
Went to a gas station to shoot a music video.
Okay, pause this real quick. Okay, this is just about... Okay, just pay attention. Pay attention to this white kid. He gets into, like, a really fucking hype-ass music video, and then he just looks so happy. Just look how fucking gangster this white kid looks. They're about to... Just watch.
About to fulfill...
Went to a gas station to shoot a music video and saw a kid riding his bike, so we asked him if he wanted to be in the video. So let's see how it goes for our young lad.
Dream fulfilled.
Went to a gas station to shoot a music video and saw a kid riding his bike. So we asked him if he wanted to be in the vid. He said yes.
He's giving him the fucking money.
Then this happened.
Come on, George.
Yeah, Joe. Spread him. He's like, nah, just play it. I'm just playing.
Somebody needs to show me the final edit of that fucking. Somebody needs to show, because it's probably like slow motion. Like it's him like doing this, and it's like.
Comment the link of the actual music video. I need to see it.
Please, man. Please, please. All right, let's guess the next one.
Crackhead hunting with the drone.
Okay, that song is definitely gonna get copyrighted, but. They're just, you know, crackhead hunting with a drone.
He probably thinks it's a figment of his imagination, too.
He definitely
thinks... Crackers weak!
Any conspiracy theories that he was thinking were confirmed that day. I knew it! They're following me! Damn it!
That's it!
Okay.
Have you seen that, Tweaker Hunters?
No.
Oh, you gotta watch it. It's a YouTube channel. Tweaker Hunters.
What's the premise of this YouTube channel?
He just wants to know.
Cracker Tweak! What you smoking?
So, Cracker Tweak. So it's a guy goes up to people and he's like, what are you smoking?
No, just like homeless people and they who look fucked up. And he'll pull up to him and just yell at him with the megaphone. What you smoking?
Cracker Tweak!
Oh my god.
The buses don't run this late!
It's probably a lot. It's probably both. Cracking and tweaking.
Well, tweak is meth.
Crack and tweaking.
Combination of both.
Okay.
Holo G official.
Take your index finger, cock it. GDK, drop it.
I just love how aggressive he is.
Take your index finger. Cock it. GDK. Drop it.
Drop it. Let me come back in with some. For the fucking what? Yells.
What melody is that? Take your index finger. Cock it. It sounds so familiar.
Take your index finger. That's what it is. GDK. Drop it. Let me come back in, okay? Let's go. Okay.
Take your index finger.
Cock it.
GDK.
Drop it. Hello. Okay.
Whenever I have people over to my room,
So this guy has a 72-year-old roommate.
What? You have people over?
Yes, Rick.
Show me where they are.
You never have anybody over here because no one likes you.
I have people over.
Damn, man.
People
like with those
you.
Ears?
I know one's bigger than the other one. I know that.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
He's not wrong.
That's right, I'm not. You know why?
Why?
Because you were in the bathroom for 3 hours today.
I had diarrhea. I had explosive diarrhea.
All right. I'll settle for that.
Whenever I have people over to my
okay.
room.
Okay. Okay. The only thing that's really funny to me yes, now Rick, is the beginning laughter.
I think the smirk.
I have people right. over and people like all
right.
I know one's bigger than the other one. I know that.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Don't touch me.
Sorry, I hurt you.
You know why?
Why?
Because you were in the bathroom for 3 hours today.
I had diarrhea. I had explosive diarrhea.
All right. I'll settle for that.
All right.
Whenever I have people
all right.
Over. I'll settle for that. All right. All right. I'm not going to argue. Just this time.
You were jerking off, though. Let's get that straight.
I heard it.
Clapping. Okay, dude, pause it. Dude, this guy has to know that this guy is filming him right next to him. He's so close. Wait, back it up
can
to the beginning.
Imagine just this?
That's so, like, I would know.
Like, you're that much, you're so into your phone.
I would know immediately, man. Okay, go to the beginning before we finish. I want to see if the corner of that guy's eye goes over to the left, if he acknowledges him at all. Or if he's just like, maybe just sees him off the peripheral of his vision.
I hope he doesn't.
Dude, if he doesn't, he is so oblivious. He's going to get killed one day so fast. He's oblivious to all of his surroundings.
Maybe this is the preface to it.
Yeah. Dude, get some help, man. Get some peripheral vision.
Put your phone down.
He's rocking the fuck out. He's rocking out with his cock out for sure, bro. All right, let's see his eyes. Okay, wait. Pause it again.
for the audio listeners, it's a guy in Walmart. And
Walmart
employee. Yeah, he's restocking in the fridge section. He's in the fridge with the fridge open, and he's, like, listening to some banging music. It sounds like some fucking video game soundtrack. And then this guy is filming literally right next...
6 inches away.
Like, six inches away from him. And he's just filming. That's all he's doing. All right, let's roll it. Let's look at his eyes.
He's not looking. He's looking.
He's scrolling.
Down. I'm looking at his eyes. He's looking straight down.
Okay, silence. Dude, that looked like a real reaction too. Holy shit, man. I didn't watch the full thing. I didn't know that there was a thing at the end. I thought he just stayed there the whole time and it just cut out. Dude, you probably... Okay. Like, that or the acting is really good because he had like a perfect, like that smile at the end. Like, he legit got scared, and then he tried to, like, laugh it off. Like, fuck. He scared me. Shit. You trying to get that smile?
I'm trying.
Yeah. Maybe play it, and then... play it, and then pause it real quick. I think that's the only way you're gonna... Okay, that's pure terror. That's not acting. That's pure fucking terror right there. That's a guy who's alive.
It looks like a filter's on it.
It looks like that really old fucking meme with like the two eyes and the lips and the rainbow thing shooting out of its mouth. I don't know if you... play it. Oh, fuck it. He like gets scared and then he like tries to laugh it off.
I love how I just played the fucking yell.
Right there. He's like, damn, oh, you got me, fuck.
Oh, dude, look at his eyes now. Yeah. He's like, you fucking caught me.
Yeah, you caught him red fucking handed. You legitimately scared this guy. Kudos to you, bro. Oh, Jesus. All right, let's go to the next one.
Chilling. Oh, shit, boy. Let's see one what of my Theo favorite outdoor say. Animals right here. Oh shit. What's up, player?
Man, how you doing?
Chilling, bro.
Player? Yeah. Fucking player,
man. What's your name?
Josiah.
How often do you hitch, bro?
Player. Every day for 5 years.
Gang, really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's awesome, bro. That's fucking Maui shit. That's dope, dude. I used to love picking up hitchhikers in the States, but they don't really let you do it anymore.
No.
You can barely even meet anybody. Have you ever been picked up by any weirdos?
Only a couple.
Just really?
Like and a shtick. It wasn't like anything like rapey.
Doing like bits.
Stuff like that. It was more like, I'm an alien. Like, this is where I'm from. Like,
oh,
blah,
really?
Blah. Like, oh, cool.
Any killers or murderers?
There is, but I've never been picked up by one. No.
Catch and release, baby. That's a wrap. One murder, baby. That's how I do it, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Me one, murderer zero.
Catch and release. That's how I do it, baby.
Yeah, like him asking about the murder thing. Like, he was talking about the hitchhikers. He wasn't talking about you getting in a car with any other murder. And the guy's like, nah, man. Catch and release. do that. Play that again. Play right there.
Unmurdered, baby. You feel me? That's how I do it, dog. You know what I'm saying? Undertaker can't see me, boy.
Unmurdered, baby.
Catch and release, baby. That's a wrap. Unmurdered, baby. You feel me? That's how I do it, dog. All
right.
You know what I'm saying, Undertaker?
I love how he says, dude. Dude.
How I do it, dog. You know what I'm saying, Undertaker can't see me, boy.
Undertaker can't see me.
Boy.
I'll fuck you up.
Ooh, did you see his knee? Oh, damn. Took himself out.
Dude, he broke his own knee.
He slingshot himself across the yard.
Sling. Oh! His shoes came off, bro. I sounded like Bert right there, bro.
Did you see the dang?
Damn.
all kinds of shit.
Yeah, dude, that fucking, that's like a rubber band, bro. God.
Ow.
Did he get caught in one of those, like, there's like rim things on the gas station? Like, is that what that is?
I don't think
or
so.
Or did he just fuck up on flat?
Well, he was wearing slips, so I think he was walking so fast that he stepped on the bottom of the front part. But look at that. It's a whole fucking...
Yeah, dude, that is a... Holy shit, that's a bow and arrow, bro. That's a perfect bow and arrow. Look, the top of his head. Look, his go to his nose. And then go straight down. Look, that's the back of the bow. And then the curvature.
We got this. And we got this.
All right.
Who's at the
when
door?
Your neighbor catches you fangirl out over Amazon.
Ooh, Amazon. Who's at the door?
Oh, dude.
Ooh, Amazon.
Dude, that was me with my graphics cards.
He definitely didn't know.
Ooh, Amazon. That's great.
Ooh, Amazon.
He was getting ready to work. He was like busting out the door to get ready for work, and then he hears that.
Ooh.
All right.
This bird tries to attack me every chance she gets,
Tris.
And it's like a horror movie.
It's a bird underneath, what is that, a door? Oh, dude.
Oh, you little fucker.
Well.
Oh, God. This bird tries to attack me every chance
That's
she
cute.
Gets, and it's like a horror movie.
Looks like,
a fucking cat.
A fucking velociraptor.
Yeah. We'll get it.
Here you come.
Wow! Wow! That's scary right there. Let's listen to the noise.
Oh, God.
How did they do
this
that?
This bird tries to attack
how
me
How did
ever-
they learn, like, languages and shit?
Like, how did they just
mimic
those noises?
I don't...
It's wild.
I think that might be it.
They ain't got no fucking jaw.
Okay, wait, pause this. Okay, minimize that. Well, go to the beginning of it and then minimize it. Because that's for the patty. The patty shit. Okay, maximize the Evernote.
No.
And then we're going to get... Okay, we're going to do some broke talk. And then we're going to go into the newly named segment. Captain's Captive... Not. Yeah, Captivations. Fuck, I thought I said the old one.
Captain's Cap.
No,
Captain's... Shut up.
But anyway, you've been playing Skater XL? That's all the video games you've been playing? Or you've been delving into some new shit?
That's pretty much it.
I'm trying to get into some new shit, but I'm just... Oh, I have No Man's Sky, but I kind of got burnt out again because I played like 8 hours a day, like 3 days in a row.
That'll do it. Fucking 24 hours.
It's really fucking good now, man.
Yeah, it's I like, don't even know what's...
No Man's Sky is just like a world exploration base building thing. It's like an infinite universe.
Cool.
You can land on like a random planet and just like build a base and like tame the animal life there and like search like relics and learn alien languages and shit. Command fleets, buy ships, upgrade weapons. It's crazy. It started out as a shit show in 2016. They promised everything that I just said, but they didn't deliver on any of it.
Until 2021?
Until end of 2019, early 2020, end of 2019 is whenever they did really, really huge updates. So it took them that long.
Holy shit.
Yeah, to really get their shit together.
Holy shit.
Like, they launched it, and then nothing was there, like, that they promised. And then they got so much backlash that they're like, okay, they set up like a... Like an announcement, they're like, "All right, we're set to fix this game. So however long it takes, we promise to get this game to where y'all want it to be."
Jeez,
took them long enough.
Skater XL doesn't do that bullshit.
It's good. It's good now. Don't pay $60 for it like I did.
Oh, I did, and I bought it during its beta release. So
what, No Man's Sky?
No.
Oh, I was about to say
Skater
shit.
XL. I got Skater XL for $20.
Yeah, but that shit's good though. That delivers on its promises.
No,
it doesn't.
No.
So
I've got mods. The modding community delivers on their promises.
Oh,
Skater XL
I wish No Man's Sky Easy had Day mods, does not. Man.
Easy Day delivered on like one promise. It was the multiplayer aspect to PC players.
Yeah.
Because they're stress testing.
The whole thing with No Man's Sky was they promised an infinite world where it's so big, like it's an ever it's an ever expanding universe to where nobody is going to meet each other. So like
it's all online?
Yeah, it's that's what they claimed. They claimed that you could do solo or you can go online and then you won't run into another person. And you know what happened the first fucking day? I think it was the first 2 days. Somebody ran into another person.
Oh shit.
And then they're like, "Oh, this game is not as big as they fucking promised." For somebody to run into another person that fucking soon?
Yeah.
And they promise never to? Don't promise that if you're not going to
come through.
I mean,
on that.
Shit.
I don't even know how someone would program that.
I don't know either, man. People were hyped about it, though, because there was like a promise. Like, oh, my God, this is like a revolutionary game.
Yeah.
If it was released with all the shit now, back then, it would have been fucking insane. Like, you can... Okay, so you can build your base, right? You can get in a ship that you fucking crafted. You can fly with, like, no loading screen outside the planet into space. And then you can go up to, like, random freighters. You can board them. And you can, like, communicate with them and try to, like, get some of their supplies. Or you can...
this is wild.
You can buy them to become some of your fleet. You can send, like, science probes off to different planets to discover, like, new species and shit.
So, if me and you were playing online, could I hop on your ship?
I think so. We need to do that. Because I haven't... I've just, like, set up a base and just, like, been loading up on materials.
Rape and pillage.
Yes. That's what I'm doing on this fucking planet. It's all mine. It's a huge planet. I've dominated probably like 25% of it.
Oh.
And you can go under, you can build underwater bases too.
Holy shit.
It's crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah. But that's what I've been getting into. No Man's Sky. It's good now.
Yeah, I don't even know.
If you can get on there, that'd be dope though. Because what I wanted to say is we need to start streaming the horror games again. Because I found some new ones that are good. I found some solos and I found some multiplayer ones that are pretty good. Like that Alien Isolation one.
We need to do SCP because apparently that's freaky.
SCP. Okay. SCP. Send it to me and then we'll
secure, contain, protect. Is this what it's called? Just Google it. Just Google SCP Wiki.
SCP. Shit, Jesus. SCP Wiki.
It's got its own... It's fucking... It's fascinating. The SCPs, it's fascinating. I could spend days reading this shit.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Yep.
Okay, dude, this is... this is a lot of information.
Hold up, just... hold up, before you get out, Google this. So, Google SCP-173. I don't know what that one is, but... And then click the wiki for it.
173?
Yeah.
Read, Jesus, dude, there's so much.
And then click the wiki for it. You can also search inside the wiki.
Oh, these are... Okay. I know what you're talking about. You show... Yeah, didn't you show me this shit?
I think
so. Like a while ago.
I think so.
Because I remember this layout of a website. Okay, I'm saving that because I like looking at shit like this. Yeah,
I think they make books, too. Like, I think someone's made, like, a book of... maybe not all of the SCPs, because there's probably a shit ton. Because, I mean, they're made-up stories.
Right. It kind of reminds me of the whole Slender Man thing that I got into. Like a specimen, like Slender Man. And just, like, there was this whole, like, made-up backstory. And I remember getting so into it, I was legitimately scared.
Yeah,
like, whenever the
those...
music would play for the YouTube videos...
Right.
I probably can't fucking... It'll probably like bring in some horror factors if I listen to those documentaries that I watched.
Well, apparently, like there was like two girls who committed murder because Slender Man told them to.
That's crazy, man.
Committed mukducks.
Mukducks. But yeah, that's we need to get back into the streaming thing because I recently went over to my girl Danielle's house. She let me shout out her Twitch because I helped her set up her OBS and she fucking. Yeah, you know how they have like a Prime for the like a pro version of Streamlabs where you have like pro themes or whatever. I was like, "Do you want this or the free one?" She's like, "Go ahead, fucking buy it." I'm like, "This is amazing."
Holy shit.
Cuz they have so many new options on the wiki.
I wonder how much she's banking on.
Did I just say Wiki?
I think so.
I think fuck on the Streamlabs. It's like they have like new themes that you can add where it's like animated themes, and it's crazy. I can't do that. I can't do animated themes.
Did you see the new shit that's going on Twitch? Apparently, chicks are getting around some TOS.
Yeah, by doing the hot tub streams.
Yeah, the hot tub shit.
Yeah,
you better watch that thing.
Yeah. So fuck. Let me
drink it. Animal.
Oh, what are you judging me with my big fucking?
I didn't
fucking...
even see that.
Oh, you didn't shit. No. Just pretend you didn't see that then. All right, let me find her fucking thing, because I have her notifications on and I don't remember, because I need to remember how to spell it exactly, and she doesn't have the damn thing on her. Oh, Jesus Christ! All right, well I'll put it in the description. Set up her OBS. It's like Danny Bunny or some shit like that. She just started streaming. She's on Just Chatting, and me and her are gonna do some streams, like some horror game stream or whatever. And we need to get back into that. I'm gonna do some solo ones, like that Alien game, because it's only a solo game. I just want to finish it. It's scary.
Oh,
man.
There's some other
I get
ones.
Legit scared, man. There's, I mean, like you.
Yeah, it's freaky.
I get so into it, man. I get fucking freaked out. That's why I can't finish Outlast. I can't finish Outlast.
I hadn't even played that one.
I know exactly where I am and when it's gonna pop out. It just
we need to just play that, because I don't think I've ever played it.
It just creeps me out. Okay, I let's do it, because there's Outlast and there's Outlast 2.
Playing both.
And there's Amnesia. Those Amnesia games.
Yeah, I want to play. Great. I want to play Amnesia.
Those are great.
There's one where you follow a path. And it's multiplayer. But shit comes out. I don't fucking know what it's called.
Dude, we need to find a way to hook up like some VR shit.
Some VR horror games.
And have a camera on the actual person, and then like the end game.
Phasmophobia has VR compatibility.
I see people play that more. I'd
fucking run through that wall.
Dude, there would be some broken shit. Like I would have to have like a lot of shit covered up. Because like
it'd have to be a padded room,
dude. Because remember, whenever you screamed that last time, imagine if you were in VR, like that reaction.
I would have ran. No joke. I would have ran. Yeah, no joke. Would have hurt myself bad.
Oh man, that's great. Okay,
I would need a padded room for that.
All right, let's get right into your captain's captivations, which we mentioned it the last time. Spelunking. So you want to watch that video first? You want to give us like a little introduction of what spelunking is, and then we can go right into the video.
Spelunking is just exploring caves like above ground, not cave diving.
And it's like the whole aspect of it being really, really like small and it being unexplored that people are drawn to it, or is it just the adrenaline? Aspect, I
both.
Guess. Yeah.
Both.
So it's more it's somewhat of the unexplored thing. So people are like, I'm gonna go try and find some uncharted caves.
That's what Floyd Collins was doing, because Floyd Collins actually owned a cave. It was called Crystal Cave.
Yeah.
And he tried to like commercialize it.
And who's Floyd Collins?
Floyd Collins. Shit. Floyd Collins was a caver back in 1925 in Kentucky.
So he's like the Spelunkin' G.
Yeah. So apparently he's dubbed the greatest cave explorer ever known.
Shit.
He did die in a cave.
No shit.
Yeah, so
he died from like what? It collapsed or some shit?
So kind of like a combination of that and something else.
Yeah.
So he was going to explore like different passages around his cave, which was around Mammoth Cave.
Yeah. And this was where?
In Kentucky.
Okay, in Kentucky. This is where that's where he primarily did it, in Kentucky?
Yeah, that's where he lived, in Kentucky.
Okay.
And so, apparently Mammoth Cave is the biggest cave system in the entire world.
Shit.
Yeah, but I read something that Floyd Collins believed that every single cave in Kentucky was connected.
Fuck. Yeah. How tall was he?
I don't remember, but I don't think he was over 6 foot.
He's skinny?
Not skinny. Probably a little bit thicker than, I would say probably about as big as my dad, but he's bigger than Brett, my dad.
Because I would think somebody just really fucking nip. I mean, whatever. He did it.
Well, I can.
Shit. Yeah. Pull up a picture.
So yeah, he died, and I can't type in this. Oh yeah, he was a skinny dude. Skinny tall.
Floyd Collins.
It was skinny dude. My bad. I don't know shit.
1887. I mean, he looks like fucking. He does.
This is the picture that I saw.
Oh Jesus. Yeah. That kind of looks.
That's the picture that I saw of him in a cave.
He probably fluctuated in weight a lot. Jesus Christ.
And
the mole man.
This is the picture.
Shit. That's crazy.
So he was trying to crawl out of a cave, but apparently it was a super tight cave. And I don't remember if he had his arms above him or at his side. I can't remember. But he couldn't stretch him out. And he was on his back, I believe. Crawling through this cave, and then he was crawling through, and then he felt something heavy and sharp on his ankle. Apparently, while he was pushing through, a giant boulder had come loose and crushed his ankle. And so now he's trapped in this hole underneath the ground. And he was with someone, I think a family member, his brother or something.
They were ahead of him?
No, he was, yeah.
Or behind him?
Ahead of him.
Okay, I was about to say, because that guy's fucked up if he's behind him.
Yeah, he was ahead of him.
Yeah.
Because he left and went and got help. And
shit.
He was in the cave for 14 days, and that's when he died on the 14th day. And that was 3 days before. No, that was, yeah, 3 days before, so 14, 15, 16, 17 days is whenever they got to him.
Shit.
And it was 2 months before they could recover his dead body.
God.
But.
Because it was so fucking dangerous.
That, and there was also a cave-in that happened after he was already caught from them trying to rescue him.
Jesus. I thought you were about to tell me he fucking yanked his ankle out.
No. That's probably what I would have done, but I don't even know if he had that kind of leverage.
Kind of cave. He probably couldn't, man. He probably couldn't, move his ankle to where it'll rip off like that.
Right. He probably didn't have the
His legs were probably pinned to where you couldn't lift your leg to rip it off.
I don't think he could do that.
Yeah.
Make a
V. No. You're talking about you're explaining it's like
if this is full extinction.
Yeah.
That is full extinction. He could only do that.
Yeah, dude. God, man. That is such crazy. A horrible way to die.
And I read something that he would go through these cycles while he was stuck, and it was a cycle of yell and beat around thrash.
Wait, how do they know that?
Because you could hear him and all that.
What do you mean you can hear him?
So after the cave-in happened, the only way of communication was vocal communication.
Oh, fuck.
And so they had to dig around him.
And they could hear him.
People on the outside could hear him do all this.
Shit.
And so apparently he would go through a cycle of thrashing, crying and screaming, and then he would pass out from
consuming
all of his energy. So he would fall asleep, and then when he woke back up.
He's probably just wishing for it to fucking kill him whenever he gets passed out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
God, man. That's a horrible. That's a horrible way to go.
He may have even smashed his lantern. No, he didn't smash his lantern. He was running out of fuel, and so that's why he was heading back. Yeah, fucking wild.
That is wild. Where'd you read this? You read it or you watched a documentary?
I don't know how. Okay, so I.
You're down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, I got fascinated by spelunking, and so I Googled the tightest cave squeezes.
Yeah.
And saw this one picture, and that was the picture that I showed you. It's this one. Which I'll get behind the name of this too.
And so this is this is what started your.
This one picture is what really led me down a rabbit hole. Oh, what is it? Where is it at?
There's some crazy pictures.
Bastard. Fucking pass it up. This.
Oh, no.
This is what.
I think you showed that to me. Yeah.
That's.
This.
That was the shit that he was in? Some shit.
Some shit like this.
So that fucking tight quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you don't have tight. Enough to rip your... No.
You can't. You don't have the leverage.
No, because remember the story I told you I read about the guy getting his arm trapped on, like, a boulder or whatever? Yeah. Like, he had actually had... Motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah, he had leverage, spammers, fuckers. Yeah, he had the leverage.
Yeah, he could do... He could, I think... I forgot what happened,
he
but
used
I'm
torque and like torqued it forward to break both of these bones.
Okay, so he broke it. Okay, yeah. For some reason I thought he like
he had to break
he
it.
He sawed
like
it off with a rusty
the ligaments, blunt the muscle,
like a blunt knife.
He did have that, and he had to use that too.
Oh, okay, so that's yeah. Okay. Shit, I got to rewatch that or read that or wherever the fuck I saw it.
127 hours.
Oh, when the fuck did I?
I've actually got it on DVD.
When did I watch this?
I don't know, because it came out a while ago.
I don't remember ever, maybe for, I would think for school or something. Or maybe I just randomly got baked and just watched it, retained like a bunch of information, just forgot I ever watched it.
Maybe
again.
So.
Again, that's pretty possible.
Well.
To be honest.
This picture led me down a rabbit hole itself. Because apparently this picture
Ted the
has
caver.
A story behind it.
Shit.
This tunnel, this cave, it's called Floyd's Tomb. Named
Why?
After Floyd Collins.
It's in the same...
No, just because of how tight
Oh,
it
okay,
is.
Shit.
Yeah, so that's the guy who named it after Floyd Collins.
Man, dude, I'm just thinking back to, like, him feeling that sharpness and, like, that boulder just like, shifting. Because all it takes is just one little shift. You just hear, like, a... And then your
the
shit's trapped.
Went down. This is what it looked like.
That's crazy.
At first. And they had to widen it to that. And then it got that big. And then he was able to go down it. Yeah, it's a fucking crazy story.
That's crazy,
and
man.
And that's what's behind it. It's fucking wild. It's crazy. So anyway, there's a story that goes with these pictures.
With the, what is that? Ted the Caver?
Yeah, Ted the Caver.
Yeah, 2013 picture was taken. And that's in the Floyd, that's like the grave.
If you Google Floyd's tomb.
Floyd's tomb. So that's just, where is that at?
I have no idea.
So it's just, it's named that because of the tightness.
The actual story tells you the name of the cave. I just forget the name. Because I read the first one first, and it was a really good story. And apparently, I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
It sounds true, but who knows? Because paranormal shit happened too. Anyway.
Right.
So the first one is a really good story because it leaves you on a cliffhanger. It's fucking wild. Mm-hmm. And it even tells you the last time on the homepage, it tells you the last time it was updated, which was in like 2001. And so it's crazy. It leaves you on a really big cliffhanger.
2001 last it. Fuck.
And so, but apparently that's not the real story, which from me not getting a good enough ending, which was a cliffhanger, which is a very good ending. A cliffhanger is a very good ending.
Yeah.
But I wanted the ending of it.
Yeah.
And so...
With that satisfaction of the
ending.
I went
and Googled, and thanks to Reddit, I found the actual, like,
dude,
the real story. And
Reddit,
it's called The Fear of Darkness.
So The Fear of Darkness is the real shit.
It's the real story. But I don't know if the story is fiction or nonfiction. I don't know. It's a very good story.
So how do you know if it's the real story?
No, like, it's the real story. I think it's the real story about Floyd's tomb, because the real one, like, the first one that I read, is almost word for word as The Fear of Darkness.
Oh, so it's just,
and
like...
The Fear of Darkness was, I think, written and published in, like, the 80s.
And what are the credible sources? Like, it's just, like, someone who knows him or some shit? Or it's, like, more credible? Or what's making you believe that... What I'm trying to get, what's making you believe this story over the other one?
Because this one had an ending.
Oh, okay. So they actually wrapped it up.
Yeah, they wrapped it up.
That's interesting.
And it was longer too. I think
it's like more like detailed and shit.
No, I think the first one was more detailed, but it was only like, let's say, 10 pages, and the second one was 22.
You're gonna make people go down some rabbit holes.
It's a very good story because the first one's a very good story.
Yeah.
And it's the easiest one to find.
Yeah.
And so the first one's very good because at different stages, you can actually click and see these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be like, this happened on like week 3, and it shows you this picture.
I do like visuals.
And it shows you that picture. It's a very good story. Very good.
That's dope, man. Let's pull up that video.
But just the I'm claustrophobic, so that's what
this video will definitely.
That's why it was captivating, because people who go spelunking and go in these tight ass caves, it blows my fucking mind because they have something that I will never have.
That's
I don't want to test myself like that.
Would you jump out of an airplane?
I don't think so, because I think I would be that. It's a 1 in 1 million chance, and I think I would
be
that.
If you're with someone. You're with someone, though.
I don't know.
Like with a professional.
Because motherfuckers die like that, too.
We need to do it.
I don't know, man.
Okay, would you go parasailing?
I don't know, man. Jurassic Park, bro.
Dude, you know what? This will make you not want to go parasailing, but I think this is funny. Okay, so whenever we were in Hawaii...
I probably would with the porn star.
I would do damn near anything with it, you know. So anyway, oh my God, bro. But anyway, my brother was in front of me in the parasailing thing, and I was behind. And you know, you're only connected with like a clip. So I was like, watch what I'm gonna do. So I got the clip, and I just started.
Oh, you're fucking. You're a madman.
Dude, he didn't find that funny. He didn't find.
Hell
it funny.
No. I'd need something heavy after that. Jeez, man. I'd be like, nope.
I was like, Cameron, check this out, bro. I was like, Cameron, you see how high we are right now? And he's like, yeah. Did he have a high voice? I don't know. I think he had a deep voice by then.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. And then I'm like, all right.
Both of us are doing it.
He's like, Christopher, stop.
Yeah, I'd be freaking out.
Okay, well, don't go parasailing with me then.
I'm not.
Would you go ziplining?
Probably.
Ziplining's fun.
Yeah, I think I'd do ziplining. Bungee jumping? No, you can have that. It's for the birds.
I did something like that. It was called a Tarzan jump in Costa Rica.
Where you like hit your neck on the road?
No, you jump and then, fuck, dude, there wasn't even like barely any safety harness. You jump and then you go, foom, and then they catch you. They like reel you back up.
I don't know about that. That's sketchy, bro.
I think I have a video of it. But whenever we do the Costa Rica episode, whenever Joe is available, everything that I'm talking about will be visualized. Like me falling off the jet ski, me getting fucking kidnapped with the bag of dank, let's see, what else do I have? Me riding the horse with Joe and my horse getting hookers? Fucking mad at, no.
I gotta buy hookers, man.
16 years old buying some fucking dirty Costa Rican prostitutes.
Yeah, man.
You get it how you live, baby. All right, let's play that spunking video. Because this will just give like a
where it is
like a little POV. It is. That's a good question. That's a very good question. Fuck me in the ass. I don't think I.
Okay.
Go to files. Go to videos. It should be down. Yeah. Go down. Should be right there, huh? No, they're not going to load. Is that the only one? Is that it?
It?
Yeah, double click on it. I can't see what the preview is. No, fuck. Where the fuck did I
marked it. I don't know.
Oh, there we go. I didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. Hellhole.
You might have to close that out.
I armored him. I armored him.
I'm going.
Oh, they downed me.
Oh my gosh, from where?
What crack?
Crack?
This bird tree.
Yeah, hellhole is wild. I actually watched these a couple days ago. This actual video. Oh, he had. I think this is his second time. Nice.
Timber! You know how many times that's happened? a lot.
That's why it makes me nervous.
Never during the podcast, though. So welcome to some new things.
Live in action, baby.
Live in action.
Howard Stern as a...
Yeah, motherfucking hiding my dank behind the picture. CBD dank.
Yeah, so this guy who we're about to watch, I think this is his second time going to Hellhole. And he's got one going a third time where he his girlfriend at the, under your chair. Where he takes his girlfriend at the time. And it's crazy because...
And where's this? Where's this at?
California. Somewhere in California.
Ooh, San Fran?
I don't know. They keep it secret.
Shit.
The locals keep it secret.
Shit.
Because you see what she's going into?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So that's a metal grate. And you have... In order... The only way you can get in is if you can fit through there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't fit through that, then you're not going to fit through most holes in that cave.
Bam.
Like 90% of the squeezes in that cave, you won't fit.
All right, let's watch it. Let's skip through it a little bit so we can just get a gist, because, I mean, we're not going to watch a whole fucking three-minute video. A gist. What?
I heard to get a jizz.
I probably did. I'm going to edit this. I'm going to be like, I did. I said jizz. All right, so let's play this. This is Hellhole. It's somewhere in California.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I can explain what happens after. Is this the actual YT video?
The what?
YT video?
Yeah, for the full 3 minutes. I don't know if there's a longer one.
No, this is the second one.
Oh God.
I've never seen anyone actually wear those toe shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw it a lot in Costa Rica.
This is crazy.
Probably because fuckers are going exploring caves.
It took me a little bit.
Yeah, and it's like all fucking humidity.
Holy fuck, this is crazy.
That's crazy. Like all that right there is fascinating to me.
So look, he's having a panic attack.
Oof.
This is fucked. I want to go back down the party room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In here? I didn't even get more arrows.
I know.
Dude, cave looks so wild.
Yeah.
How the fuck was a cave even made? Like how? How did it get
I guess
that big?
Constant erosion by something, yeah, by like a fucking
don't
river
tell me erosion.
Of running
that
water.
Had, how?
A long ass time.
How?
The earth has been here for a long ass time.
How?
There was probably water there one time
how?
And it eroded.
I just can't wrap my head around something like water doing that. Like,
water's powerful, man.
I know, but it would take so long. It's just hard for me to wrap my head around.
It is, but I mean, shit. I think I have to call it. Oh, God. He's freaking the fuck out.
Yeah,
which is very normal.
Oh yeah,
for somebody down here.
In one of the videos I watched, he said that he's gotten lost a couple times in here.
Jesus.
And I watched another video that said it's very hard to get lost while going. Okay, bull fucking shit, suck it. And apparently, you're not supposed to follow the arrows.
Oh yeah, this is.
Yeah, I would think you're supposed to make your own shit, right? Like your own little markers.
If you're going to, yeah, if you're
yeah,
going to.
That's what I. That's my. Yeah, see, look right here.
But
this,
look at that bullshit.
This is good.
Fuck that. This is my worst nightmare. Yeah, that's insane. Fuck that, dude.
We're making progress. Oh, man. I feel like people much bigger than me literally couldn't fit through that.
Nope.
Like,
yeah, no.
My body was touching. The light. I can see it outside.
Fuck that.
You're doing great.
I would probably go down that initial one and then check it out, and I wouldn't go any further because I'd be too scared to get... I would be scared to get lost more than anything because I know I will.
I know. I'd be scared to get lost. Wow, dude. I think
yeah.
That's the thumbnail.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is. I think you paused it on the perfect the fucking thumbnail. But yeah, that's... We need to do this segment a lot because I enjoyed this. Because next segment for Captain's Captivations is one that I'm gonna you're gonna bring some notes and I'm gonna bring some notes because I'm really really into the catacombs, man.
Yeah, I need to do more research on it. I need to know what it was used for. And don't tell me it was a fucking mine. And don't tell me it was a fucking aqueduct. Don't tell me any of that bullshit. Tell me some Illuminati shit because I know that's what it was used for. I fucking know down to the bottom of my bone marrow.
I think it wasn't used for... I think there was definitely some sinister shit.
Yeah, muck duck. A lot of it.
A lot of muck ducks. A lot of adrenochrome.
I honestly think that.
You know what I mean?
It has to have been.
If that is... If that's real, it would happen in that place.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
And why does it go down 7 fucking stories?
Yeah.
Like, apparently,
like if
it goes
any
way
other place
than like 600 feet.
And there's like there's some other anyway. Let's close out of this because we can get into some crazy conversations.
Yeah.
So okay.
Apparently, you can find the gates of hell in that. Want to go to? Wanna go to France?
Let's do it.
Go France.
I would love to go.
If we actually do ever do that, we're not going with any tour guide named fucking Steve.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not doing it because Steve leaves people. Fuck
Steve.
Fuck you, Steve.
Steve is a dick.
Yeah.
Dick. Fuck Steve.
Fuck Steve.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. I don't want Steve to come after me. Steve might be a fucking ghost for all I know.
Probably
we
is.
Can text.
Probably is. But we have two short, we're going to lighten the mood a little bit. Two short Patty's Bucket clips. That's,
I got out of that.
Yeah, that's, go to that folder thing. It should be in the sink.
Hello,
hey. It is the last one, or probably the second to last. See, I don't know why it's fucking doing that. That's stupid. Good old VLC, baby. Go to, like, just keep scrolling through, and you'll see. Yeah, there we go. So these are just two little clips that old Patty C Cups, Patty Broken Skull sent me. And it's just some people that are too fucked up, and they get fucked up.
Where my D Cups at?
Just as simple as that. So let's watch this lady.
Get wrecked.
Oh my god. Dude, she like jumped.
Full smile.
And it's going to go right to the second one, I think. Let's see how fast I can scroll.
Oh my god.
Dude, she like jumps off the bike and then is still stuck to it.
Immediately gets up. Didn't even phase her. Look at her neck. Whoa, how are you doing that?
What? Am I wigging you out right now? I screen recorded it and I put it in the playlist.
Oh.
For my phone. And then I cropped it so it looks like that.
Where's the $100?
Somebody bet on her to fuck up.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
It's recorded.
Oh. Stupid.
I thought you were thinking way too much into it. I thought you were thinking like another level of it. I don't know.
Yeah, like you fucking had it over there.
Yeah, fucking, like I was doing like a video switching.
Yeah, like scrolling through it on that and it was connected to your phone. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude, Rodecaster did some crazy beta upgrades. You can now fucking broadcast your phone to the...
straight to the screen.
Yeah, that's crazy. But thank you for the submission, Patty C. Cup, for another great addition to Patty's Bucket.
Patty D. Cup.
Patty's Bucket. Yeah, that's
Patty's
right.
Patty's Pub.
Patty's... Why do I have Bucket on there? Patty's Pub, damn it.
The fuck's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. Patty's Pub. Patty's Pub. I need to remember that.
Pub.
Pube. Patty's Pubes. That's another...
Patty's Poop.
That's an... Patty's Poop. Patty's Poop, Patty's Pube, and Patty's Pub. That's three great segments. But anyway, that's...
Or
Patty's
Pube.
Pube.
Like Joe Dirt.
You fuck with Pablo Escobar? Are you interested in him?
Yeah.
Watch the first season of Narcos.
I need to.
I'm rewatching it for the second time.
It's
phenomenal.
I find it fascinating that he had so much money and he didn't know what to do with it, that he built his own zoo in his backyard. And that's why...
He built his own prison.
Well, yeah, that too. That's
He literally designed the prison that he got sent to.
Where is he from? Colombia?
Medellin. And well,
that's why they have hippos. Is because his got loose.
The last episode that I watched, he was mentioning some birds, and he's like, that cost me $1 million. It took him a long time to breed here. He's like, he's flying in fucking exotic animals everywhere.
It's crazy.
And that's one of the charges that they got on him, because they couldn't get him for any of the other ones. That was one of the first initial charges that they brought to the public's attention, was the exotic animal exports. I mean, like you said, he was getting everything from Africa.
He had fucking... loads of money.
Yeah, dude, he had so much money. He was having people give it out to the poor.
Yeah, there's more. I think there's more American money.
Yeah,
in and wherever the fuck he's from, spread out through like Colombia.
Yeah, and it's all a bunch of them buried. A lot of it is buried, and they probably still haven't recovered half of it. I would think they recovered half of it, but the other half is still missing.
Wow, why would you bury it?
They didn't know. I mean, dude, the amount of money they couldn't. The amount of money that they had, they were spending as much as they possibly could. It was insane.
They should have had me on the team. I think I could help.
Dude, they were buying yachts. They were buying. I mean,
I think
shit.
I could help. I think I could.
The cocaína.
I think I could spend more money than most people.
I think I could too. What if Supreme was up back then? Every drop, dude. You'd be at Escobar. Give me some routes so I can get some Supreme shit.
I would have said Escobar. Let's go to New York, buddy.
Sign me up, dick.
Let's go to New York. Let's go buy the whole fucking store.
Yeah, dude. Escobar, if you need some money, let's just go to New York. Just buy shit.
Let's go.
He couldn't get to that point. If he was in United States, he would have spent all of it. But he bought as much as he could where he was. I mean, dude, he designed his own prison. It was like, it wasn't just like a one cell prison. It was a big fortress.
That's where they held him.
Yes. He got indicted or whatever. He got charged for something. I forgot what he got charged for. And he's like, okay. And then he just bought out like everybody. He's like, okay, design it like this and I'll go.
He was fucking
crazy. Like they were having coke parties in the prison.
That's fucking wild.
It's crazy, man. And I love how the first season of it obviously plays like the actors are doing their shit. And then it cuts to like the real footage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
And you get to see like mug shots of Escobar, and then like they actually tell stories of like the real shit that's happening. It's interesting.
I need to watch that.
It stops getting interesting whenever like obviously you know Escobar died. Yeah. It gets very uninteresting after that. But I think I'm gonna finish it because I'm interested in the cartel itself, and I want to see. It's fucked. It's still fucked up.
You know his
they still decapitate people and fucking leave heads on doorsteps.
You know it's
it's fucked up, man.
His hitman has his own YouTube channel.
Yeah. I followed him. Oh my. I'm probably going to get in the same exact cycle as I did last time because I finished it. I followed that guy. I read about some shit that he was into and then I watched some videos and then I stopped being interested in all of it. And now the cycle is going again. So I'm interested in it and I'm probably going to go follow him again. I don't even know what he's up to now.
What?
Because this was like a few years ago I watched this.
He wasn't a part of the Sinaloa cartel, huh?
He was one of the main hitmen. I forgot. Was it the Medellin cartel? Medellin, I think is how you pronounce it. Because that's the main. That's like the first initial. Yeah, he had to have been then. Yeah, that's crazy, man. It is brutal. I watched one episode with my mom, and she didn't think that. She watches like SVU and stuff like that, so she sees that type of violence, but like Netflix. Narcos violence is like completely different.
Right.
Like they'll show a lot more special effects and it'll look a lot realer. Like there was one of the ending shots, someone just got assassinated and it was in a parking lot and it looked so real. My mom like she's like because the guy got lit up. Like he got shot with an Uzi from his leg all the way up and
Holy shit.
Like and the guy was like
holy shit.
It's brutal, man. They put in a lot of effort.
That's hard. Stuff like that's hard to wrap my head around, too. Like, actually.
Like, special effects and stuff?
No. Like.
Actually killing somebody?
Yeah, like Muck Duck. Mass Muck Duck.
I'm glad you don't understand that, because that would mean you would have another.
Well, yeah.
Another part of the brain that shouldn't be turned on.
Like, put myself in, like, the situation. Not at doing it, but, like, surviving.
Yeah.
Like, put myself in the middle of the chaos. It's so hard to wrap my head around the chaos.
Yeah, it's just situational, I guess, man. Muck Duck. Muck Duck. That's going to have to be in the title now. It's going to have to be in the title. But, let's scroll down a little bit. But, yeah, that's the show that I'm watching. We're not even doing show of the week or whatever. Well, I just fucking did. So, Narcos is what I'm watching. And I'm watching Demon Slayer, which is an anime.
Huh.
It's pretty fucking brutal. The first episode made my jaw drop.
The last TV show I watched it was The Haunting of something.
Oh, Haunting of Hill House?
No, it was
Haunting of
something else. But I did watch Haunting of Hill House. That was a good one. But
the bent neck lady?
No, yeah, that was a good one. But the one that I watched before that was better, that actually captivated me, was American Horror Story 1984.
I forgot which. My favorite I don't think I've seen that one, but my favorite American Horror Stories are the first two seasons. The Murder House and the Insane Asylum.
I liked Cult and Apocalypse a lot. Apocalypse might be my favorite because
I like the whole Apocalypse setting of it, but I didn't find it as scary as the first two.
No.
I felt like the first two were so... I guess it was just because it was the first two, and it was the first time seeing American Horror Story. And remember that Black Gimp, fucking people?
Yeah,
that
weird.
Shit was like...
And then just
like crazy.
The,
it was just like people fucking each other everywhere.
Just the intro, like, music.
Yeah, that's scary.
I used to, like, sing it. I forget how it went.
I know what you're talking about, though.
That... like...
Yeah, yeah. It's a great intro. Whoever conducted it's that introduction... Creepy. Yeah, it's
one
phenomenal.
They made like four or five, maybe even more for the circus one.
I didn't like the circus one. I remember getting
fucking creepy.
I remember getting three or four episodes into it, and I did that with like three seasons. I would get like three episodes.
I could not watch Hotel.
I didn't finish either.
Couldn't
I got pretty far into it, but I couldn't finish it.
I was like two episodes in. If I'm not hooked by episode number two, I'm not.
It was just a lot of, like, ass fucking. You know what I'm talking about?
Lady Gaga shit. Illuminati shit.
Like, it was literally, like, that Gimp shit, but, like, overload.
Man, it's weird.
Like, I just specifically remember a scene where it was some dude fucking another guy to death, and it was just, like, blood everywhere.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Fucking weird. And I was just like, okay, well, I'm fine with getting scared and stuff, but I don't want to be, like... I mean, all of that adds to the whole aspect of horror, but not that much. I don't want that much. Because you know how horror movies is just, like, overzealous, like gore now.
Yeah.
It's just, like, major rape, major blood, major whatever. They're going for, like, shock factors. I need something.
More blood, better movie.
I need a lot of fucking suspense. So when something does happen, I'm like...
Whoa.
I'm like gripping my fucking leg.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, if a movie, I mean, I get jump scared a lot, but that's only by like good shit. I don't remember.
I want to see Cannibal Holocaust.
I've never seen that. When did that come out?
Long time ago.
That Cannibal was like, Holocaust. That was a great title.
I think
that sounds like a rock band.
Well, I think people say that this is what kicked off like the found footage type films.
Oh, really?
Because apparently animals were harmed during the making of this movie.
Oh, man, that's fucked.
And they think there was an actual murder that was filmed and is actually in the movie.
Oh, it's one of those, like, forbidden films?
Yeah, I don't think it's legal.
Yeah.
I think it's banned in America.
I remember, I watched this one.
I
want
to see it because it's...
I watched this one movie with this girl that was supposed to be...
Apparently there's a rabbit hole, like a glacier, you know, a glacier, like a...
Yeah, the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, so apparently there's a glacier of... horror movies.
Yeah.
And like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like the first one, is in like tier two.
Tier two compared to...
like this is... Tier one is the top of the iceberg.
And what would be up there?
Like... I don't know. Some recent horror movie like It. Like the most...
And then the further you go down, what?
Like banned movies.
I can't even watch it
in America.
I see what you're saying. So like really, really popular ones that are like coming out and like... AAA movie theaters are like at the top, and then the lower you go, the more like it. Okay, I see.
Yeah,
what
the
you're
more
saying.
Like some of them are like murder porn, shit like that.
Yeah, there's some. I mean, there's some fucked up shit out there.
Cannibal Holocaust, I think, is on like tier four.
Tier
and
four.
So
there's
it goes
like an
down
actual
like
scale,
five or six. Yeah, let me see. There's some dude put together like an hour and a half YouTube video.
And you're like explaining. Dude, imagine how emotionless that guy is. Watching all of those horror films to be able to put together an hour and 30, like, tier list of, like, banned horror films.
This is it. So, yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Hills Have Eyes, Hostel, Human Centipede are all in tier two. Human Centipede 2 is on tier three, and I've seen that. Cannibal Holocaust is on tier three. I hadn't seen that. I've seen a Human Centipede 2.
Oh, wait, no.
Look, tier 4, Snuff 102.
Yeah, dude, what the... See, I...
And, like...
I can't watch animal shit. I can't watch animals getting hurt. I can't do that.
Oh, they have one on here that's fucking... It's got a wild name. Here. Slow torture puke chamber.
Dude, and all the ones on the very bottom are like numbers and like just like snuff R73. Yeah, that's crazy.
Fubar.
Oh my god.
I think I've actually heard about that. I think that's a war movie.
Fetus Munchies. Fetus Munchers Volume 1 and 2. They made a sequel.
Most disturbed person on planet Earth 1 to 3.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind watching that. Although that's...
That probably has a collection of everything in there.
Genki Genki, 18, 19, and 21.
Okay, we're going to get fucking... We're going to get banned.
Whoa, no Vaseline, the great porn swindle.
Dude, that's a great title.
Vomit Enema Ecstasy 1 and 2. Guso Milk,
Vomit
1 to
Enema.
4.
Dude, that is so fucking disgusting.
Mondo Cane.
Vomit is going in your asshole.
Do you think people actually have like a...
Coffee
like a,
enemas?
No, like a fetish for that?
I bet you people have fetishes for everything you can think of.
How does it... Like, how? Like, how does it get that far? I want to interview... Like, I want to have someone on who has like a puke fetish. Like, I don't want to see it because it grosses me out, but I'm not going to judge you for it.
It's related to trauma, man. Something way back happened to where maybe his dad... hit him while he was puking or some shit, and then later he just started thinking about it. It's very small forms of instances make fetishes if people are like exploring other things. I don't know. It's very hard to explain.
I don't even like getting slapped on my ass.
No, I don't like getting slapped on my ass. I'll slap an ass.
Weird. Yeah, I'll slap an ass.
I don't.
That's fucking weird. Like,
nah.
Weird.
See, like pegging, nah.
The gateway meat.
Okay, well, let's end on the gateway. We're gonna get fucking banned. Get banned, dude. That's great. What another great
episode.
I'll
leave these up if you want to. I'll leave.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
up.
Leave if that up because I need to. Yeah, I need to save them because I'm gonna put the pictures in the video. So
this is another one too. Fucking wild, bro.
That's crazy.
Oh, this is the other guy that was helping. Fucking wild.
That is.
Yeah, this is the.
That is wild.
This is on the homepage. Oh, this is the homepage.
Page of Ted.
5/19/01. Notice how that's around.
What?
What's the number for 911?
What do you mean, what's the number for 911? 911.
911.
Oh my god. What a coincidence.
Oh, what is this?
Okay, dude, that's that. What is that face? Did somebody edit that?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that guy. That... Oh, are these like movies based on these stories? Oh, no. Keep that up. I'm out.
Oh.
So there's a movie. Okay, let's get on. Let's get on with it. So broke health tips. I don't have anything
to
discuss today.
I gotta look this up real quick.
Yeah, look it up.
If there's a fucking movie on this, I need to watch it.
Because... I'm gonna get better at recording some like health tips because we're not doing the dream thing because I ran out of dreams, like I said. So I'm gonna get y'all submissions for the dreams and some health questions that y'all want to know because you know I'm a healthy lad now, semi healthy.
Dude,
what?
It is. It's
an actual movie.
It's an actual movie. Living
when
Dark,
did it come out?
2013.
No shit.
Yeah,
that's fucking recent, man.
Let me see if it's on iTunes.
Yeah, see, just
apparently
see like,
it's
streaming
on Prime.
Or whatever. Ooh, no shit. I might watch
on
that.
Netflix first.
I might watch that.
I need to watch that because I watched The Last Descent. You can watch it on YouTube. And that's about another caver who died.
I got to finish the Narcos though. Even though I've seen it before. There's a lot of parts where whenever they're speaking Spanish, and obviously, I don't understand what they're saying, so I have to be looking at the subtitles. And if I'm eating during that, and I look down for 1 second,
yeah,
every single time I've done that, every single time I haven't gone back to review it.
Yeah, you need to.
I know, so that's why. That's why I rewatch things because I'm a fucking fiend and I just do whatever. I look up and I'm like, oh, okay, I understand where they're at now, even though I don't.
Fuck.
But anyway, thank y'all for watching another fantastic episode of Broke Knock Life. Episode 46, where we beat our meat.
And we go to sleep.
Danette, 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 and Tides, a.k.a. Deck Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack, is going to bring us out. Tides on SoundCloud, his tape Collective Thoughts Vapor Punk. I think I said Vaporwave in the beginning.
Yeah.
Is it Vaporwave or Vapor? Why do I have Vapor Punk?
I don't know. It says Vaporwave right there.
Hold the fuck up. That's crazy.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to have to
pause. Pause whatever the fuck anybody is doing. Where's SoundCloud? I don't have SoundCloud. Fuck. I'm panicking. SoundCloud. Okay. Vapor.
Glad we went down this rabbit hole in this podcast. So come across this movie.
Yes. Tides.
Who knows? Maybe it's fucking
top tracks.
Made up.
View all top tracks.
Yo, look at this.
Vaporpunk. I said Vaporwave. I don't know why I said Vaporwave. Okay, so Tides is going to bring us out with Vaporpunk.
Next thing you're, well, then your thumbs are gonna be, you're gonna be riding like this.